This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
You're stupid without lessons, let me tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can read the latest articles written. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. And I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the time you spend, you know, on the show, watching the show, texting, tweeting me during the show. All right? I mean, really, seriously. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could listen to. I believe it shows how high your IQ level is because you've chosen this one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get to Joe directly. Now, the a recent article on Politichicks, check it out, politichicks.com, written by Daniel Greenfield, entitled The Betrayal of the USS Cole. You know, with all these Gitmo, because they're safe to go back in, right? They're safe for us to release back into society in the Middle East. They've proven that so much. On Thursday morning, sailors on board the USS Cole were lining up for an early lunch. 17 of them died as an Al-Qaeda bomb on board a fishing boat tore through the hull outside the galley. The dead included 15 men, 2 women, one of whom who had a young child. For 3 weeks, the crew of the USS Cole struggled to keep their ship from sinking while working waist-deep in water. With bucket brigades sleeping on deck and living surrounded by a terrible aftermath of the terrorist attack. Now, the survivors wounded in whole received the words, "Glory is the reward of valor," written on the bent steel removed from the site of the explosion and tore through the ship and their lives. The writer goes on to say, "The President of the United States promised that justice would be done. To those attacked them, we say we will not. You will not find a safe harbor. You will not find anything until justice prevails." Despite President Clinton's words, justice never prevailed. And with Secretary Clinton, justice didn't prevail. We just let go. I believe one of the people that we let go from Gitmo was one of the ones that mastermind that. The father of a hull maintenance technician, third class, Kenneth Eugene, see, they all have names. They were all sons and daughters of families, members of families. Think about it. Envision your family. Look at them all standing around on the holidays and rip out one of them. Imagine life without that person. That's what happened to his father. Third class Kenneth Eugene Claude Felter. He believed that there would be justice, but he was, again, another Dem president. But he would be disappointed. I just felt for sure, you know, they're not going to go ahead and just kiss the lives of 17-year-old sailors off, he said. I believe they would have worked hard at this, but what did they do? Nothing. They did absolutely nothing. Walid bin Attash, a planner of the USS Cole bombing and who also played a role in the 9/11 attack, is still, well, after this writing, apparently, he's slated to be released or was released. His trial continues to drag on while his lawyers play games. This was the fella that we've been screaming about. And apparently, he's been afforded the rights of any American citizen. There are all kinds of motions to suppress evidence and do all kinds of things with it. This guy is a terrorist. This should be in front of a tribunal, not here in the United States, not being tried in an American court. It was not the way our founding fathers wanted it. It was our Constitution is for a just, moral people, citizenry. People here, not in Iran, not Afghanistan, not even in Germany, for God's sakes, or Spain or Italy. The Constitution wasn't made for them. Rahim Hussein al-Nashir. God, I'm trying here. Another of the plaintiffs is still awaiting trial, but Mashur Abdullah Ahmed al-Sabri. God, can you have two names? One of the members of the USS Cole cell has already been released by Barack Obama from Guantanamo Bay. Sabri was rated as a high-risk terrorist who is likely to pose a threat to the U.S., its interest, and its allies. But that was no obstacle for Mr. Obama, who had already fired one Secretary of Defense for being slow to free dangerous al-Qaeda terrorists and was browbeating his latest appointee over the same issue. The very paperwork that was used as the basis for the decision to free Sabri describes him as a member of a Yemeni al-Qaeda cell directly involved with the USS Cole attack. So he was directly involved in the attack. He was directly involved in the death of 17 Americans. Are you with me? He was deemed as a high-risk high-risk detainee, and we still let him go. Because the community organizer knows better than everybody else. Now he's been sent to a homeland of terrorism, Saudi Arabia. After praising the beautifully religious tradition of Islam, which the USS Cole terrorists had twisted, President Clinton had promised that America will not stop standing guard. But under Clinton, we never stood guard. We really never did anything to help find these guys. While Osama bin Laden prepared for the U.S. retaliation, evacuating Kandahar and escaping into the desert, President Clinton rejected military action against the terrorists, claiming that the evidence against bin Laden wasn't really strong enough. Even though he was being warned by his advisors, this was a problem. It's interesting. There's a pattern here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kerry Davis joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to have lots of fun. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You're listening on GCN Live. If you want stations, times, places you can hear the show, head up to the website at realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can grab the station, or you can grab some of our classic podcasts, because we have nothing old. I'm the only thing old on the show. Okay, we have no old podcasts. We just have classics. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, again, like I said, you can watch live. Listen. I want your email address, though. Give me your email address. I send out a weekly update. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, things we're going to be doing. And you know what? You're smart enough to unsubscribe. You really feel like I'm sending out junk? Just unsubscribe. It's that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. My next guest I always have a good time when she's on. I've been following her for years. I love what she writes, and I believe big things are going to happen with her. Anyway, Kara Davis joins me. She's a writer, blogger, mother, professional wrestler. I got to see pictures of that. And an amateur cat herder. Kara, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Phil. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always, always a lot of fun. You know, I'm going to start charging people and keep the mics hot during the break because I think some of the best conversations happen, frankly, during the break, right?
So, I know.
So you're one of your recent pieces that I was looking at was about how, you know, people are complaining about Trump. They're complaining about, you know, who we have for choices or what have you. You say it all started with Obama. Enlighten me.
Well, I think that I don't know that it all started with Obama, but it's certainly all ending with Obama. And one of the things that I think has prompted this whole Trump fiasco is that people are tired. They're sick and tired, and for different reasons. The same thing is happening on the Democrat side, by the way. They're very split over Hillary and Bernie. And I think it's that same sentiment. But I do think that Obama voters kind of are getting what they asked for. I wrote a piece of the Federalist this week, and in it I talk about how if Obama voters were all hot and heavy for all these executive actions he's been doing over the years, and even celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and Woody Allen have said, oh, if only Obama could be a dictator for like a year, and then he could do whatever he wanted, and he could do all his good stuff, and then people would see how good this is, which is creepy communist talk, by the way. That's the communist talk when they built that wall in Berlin. Oh, we have to keep the people in so they know how good socialism is going to be for them. So, but now that Obama's on his way out and they're looking at a Donald Trump presidency and people are panicked over what he's going to do, he's going to set back civil rights 100 years, or he's going to, you know, send Muslims to jail, whatever crazy thing people think it is he's going to do. Now, they kind of got to eat their words, because you've given Obama all this power over the years, and happily so, but the reason we have a constitution is so that one person doesn't have all that power. And now, by sanctioning that for Obama, you've basically sanctioned that for President Donald Trump. So, you know, what goes around comes around, and I do believe that America will get the leader she deserves, and I think that, you know, America's kind of asked for Donald Trump in the wake of Obama.
Yeah, but you and I don't agree as to why, I think. We might be close, but I've said to you, you know, we deserve a Donald Trump. We got a Donald Trump because we don't groom, we don't put up, we don't get the right people out there for president and some of these other seats that need to be taken. I think, and if anything, I mean, think about what happened in 2014, Kara. We got the Senate back. I mean, we got the Senate, we got the House back, okay? All these wonderful changes were going to take place. We're going to go through and all these wonderful things. And you know what's taken place since 2014 to today? We have voted to repeal Obamacare 62 times.
Yeah. And we're still stuck.
Okay. Yeah. How effective are we?
I think, I only disagree with your assertion that we haven't put up good candidates. I don't believe in the, I'm not a purist. I don't believe in the idea of the perfect candidate.
Right.
I'm sure you don't either.
I don't.
But I did think that this field this year, while it was bigger than it should have been, was very strong. And I think that what happened was, first of all, there were too many.
Oh, yeah.
So that split a lot of the votes in the beginning.
It sucks some of the money away, too, right? I mean, it sucks the money and the votes.
It sucks up the money. But the other thing is that Trump has the gift of populism, and people were getting to the point where they didn't want politics as usual. That's what we thought we might get when we thought Jeb Bush might push through. That's what we know we're going to get with a Clinton run, and people are sick of it. And Trump represents this idea of, you know what, screw it, let it all burn. And he says all the right things to kind of foster that atmosphere. But I think there were a number of candidates, Joe, that were very strong and could have gone into the general to beat Hillary and were saying the things that needed to be said.
Okay, I hear
so
you.
I disagree that we didn't put up the right candidate. But I think we had a strong field this year.
I hear you, but here's where I disagree. So Scott Walker was my guy. Okay, I love Scott Walker. I thought he could make a major difference. I actually, I was hoping that Bobby Jindal would get some traction. I really like him, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if these guys don't know how to play the game, if they don't know how to fight, if they don't know how to put the right team together, I'm sorry. I drop back and say maybe they weren't the right people. Maybe they weren't the people I thought they were.
But then what you're saying is that Donald Trump is the right person.
Because
he was able to do that.
He knows how, right. So as, again, I'm not a supporter or endorser of Trump, so let's be clear as I speak here. But when Trump builds the tower, when he builds a project or what have you, Trump understands he can't turn the screws. He brings in the people who can get the job done. He knows he doesn't know everything. That's why he's successful, because he is aware that he doesn't know everything about building a tower or a project, and he brings the experts in. And again, think about some of the things that he said while he's out there pushing his agenda. He's been specific pretty much on nothing. Right? I'm going to build a military. I'm going to make it so big. I'm going to make it so, it's going to be so big. Nobody, right? And then,
it's going to be beautiful.
Right. We're going to make America strong again. Everybody, yeah, applauds, right? The whole nine yards, right? And then what
just
happens
like
is, right, exactly. And then they look at Cruz, and Cruz says, yes, we're going to allocate more funds to the military to help them grow stronger. There's nothing sexy about that comment. You know, these guys should have latched onto the irritant of the American people if they were smart, or if their people consultants were smart, and they should have run with it their own way,
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, this is I hear what you're saying, and this is what I think happened. And I say this because I include myself in this category. I think what happened is nobody took Donald Trump seriously enough in the beginning. And so didn't push hard back. You know, in the beginning, I was a big supporter of Trump being in the race, not because I supported him, but I thought, oh, he injected some life into it, and, you know, he's going to get down the road, he's going to quit, he doesn't want to be president, it's a pay cut, you know, it's all that stuff. And it just, I think nobody took him seriously. I think as time went on, these candidates thought they, as you say, things were going to be business as usual, and all they needed to do was kind of like break through the primary process, and politics is cyclical, so chances are whoever the Republicans put up is going to be the next president.
Hey, Carrie, you got to hold that thought. I got to ask you to pause, because you and I both believe in capitalism. Got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Carrie Davis joins me. Don't go far. You're going to love it. Heat up your coffee. Relieve yourself. You got about 4 minutes. Come on back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
good for you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you got to be, listen, people, you got to be involved in the conversation. You hear me all the time say, I don't care what side you're on. I mean, deep down inside, I do care. I want you to be on the right side of these issues. But to call in, to write me emails, to comment on some of, I don't care what side of the issues you're on, because I want to know what you have to say. I want to know how you're approaching an issue. Maybe it's something, how about this? Maybe it's something I haven't seen before or heard before. You might be able to turn me. I doubt it, but you might be able to turn me. Seriously, that's the only way we find out about each other. It's the only way we're able to converse. And if you need a safe space or a trigger warning, you're listening to the wrong show. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, I am Joe, my senior host. Always a pleasure. Kara Davis joins me, and I always, again, I always love when I have her on the show with me. She's, what can I say about her? She's a writer, a blogger, a mother, a professional wrestler, which is intriguing, and an amateur cat herder. Aren't we all, you know, all of us with kids are pretty much cat herders, aren't we? So, Kara, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You know? And again, during break, it kind of tied into what we were talking about. My concern, I talk a lot about millennials on the show, because my concern is they really don't understand politics. They don't really understand how the system works. They think socialism is taking care of other human beings and not what you see happening in Venezuela and other countries. You know, I mean, it's working so well there, isn't it?
What a shame, yeah.
And that's what scares me, is they really, I mean, people are eating their own pets in Venezuela. They're 2 and 3 days a week without electricity. The government shuts down for 2 days a week. That's socialism at its finest, isn't it? But how are we going to reach those young people? How are we going to get through to them? Where's our breakthrough?
Well, I think, I think not to beat a dead horse, you and I have talked about this before, but we really do need to attack the culture. I do think that, you're right. A lot of millennials, due to many years of a liberally run education system, don't understand the qualities of our constitutional republic. And it has harmed us very deeply as a nation. And I understand the frustration with that. But we can't sit around and be angry about that and talk about how it's not fair and complain about it. We just have to accept things the way they are. And the way they are right now is the younger generation hears and sees and absorbs things in sound bites and small clips and YouTube and shareable videos. And so as conservatives and libertarians and conservatarians, we need to be able to be a part of that. We need to be able to make those videos that, for a guy like you, Joe, who's very thoughtful and intelligent, might seem distasteful because, you know, they're too simplistic, but we can't be afraid of that. You know, we need to be able to say, all right, let's get in on this and let's make it a little fun. Let's make something that's enjoyable so that we can share this, at least prompt some thoughts. What happens is you start normalizing American values again by pumping them into the mainstream without a lot of comments, making things that make people laugh before they make people think. That's how the left has done it all this time. You know, and so we need to be on board with that, too. I know Obama gets a lot of criticism for going on YouTube shows and stupid comedy shows and doing the late night circuit, but it's been incredibly effective for him.
Well, that goes back to Clinton when he went on the Tonight Show.
Exactly.
And he played a saxophone. But this is part of my point earlier when I said, you know, Trump hit a nerve and none of the old time white Republican guys running for president picked up on it. They did nothing to mine that information.
Yeah, I think somewhere along the way we forgot that freedom needs to be defended. You know, it seems like a concept that should sell itself, but it doesn't. And we need to be able to sell freedom, and Donald Trump sells something. You know, he is a businessman. He sells things. He sells an image. He's got a whole reality TV empire built out of that. And I think you're right in the respect that the Republican candidates didn't take that seriously and didn't tap into that. And that is a shame. I don't necessarily think that makes them bad candidates. I just think they grossly misjudged the patience of the American public and the temperament of the American public right now. And Trump is tapping into that. Obama tapped into that in 08 and again in 2012. And that's why his agenda has been so popular, even though it's ridiculous and vague.
Right.
Because he has tapped into this emotional need that the American public has come to have over the last couple of decades. So I do think Republican candidates would do well to recognize that. Trump's been taking advantage of that, and we're looking at the results. You know, love him or hate him,
Again, as I said, but here's the thing, okay, Americans. You heard, I don't know if you've been listening to the interviews where you've had people from the states like Ohio and other areas out there, the heavy coal states where Hillary has shoved her foot in it all the way down to her knee. And they know what Bernie's going to do to them. And when they're interviewing these people, they all have the same basic mindset, which is, look, I've been a lifelong Democrat. They've virtually done nothing for us. They're talking about shutting us down. And the only guy that's talking about putting us back to work, and with a caveat, whether he does it or not is irrelevant, at least we know that he sees us, that he hears us, that he wants to put us back to work. So as a lifelong Democrat, I'm voting for Donald Trump. So what did he hit that the other guys couldn't latch onto, the other Republicans? And here's what I say. We are tired. Like in 2014, we're tired of being promised. We're tired of the political speeches, the political promises. And here's where I tee off my Christian friends. We're tired of the Jesus speak, right? I get all these people say, well, you're not a real Christian. I don't need a real Christian, if you would. I don't need a guy that's up there telling me he's going to church on the weekends, telling me he loves God, telling me he loves Jesus. Couldn't find him. If you stood him right next to him, do you know what I'm saying? As much as Trump may not be a Christian as they were complaining about, I believe he would protect our religious freedoms more than the guy that's in the House now.
I don't know if he would or wouldn't, to be honest. I really don't know what to believe, when Donald Trump speaks. He has said things and gone back on them. I'll tell you, the moment I think he locked down the Republican nomination was the moment he said, we are going to temporarily ban Muslims from coming into this country. And I believe that that was the moment that things turned around for him. Because whether you agreed with that sentiment or not, just as you expressed with the coal miner situation, with the coal production situation, he was saying something that was on a lot of people's minds that no one had the guts to say.
That's right.
Which is, we have a problem with Islam, with Islamic terrorism in this country, and something needs to be done. Maybe it's not that, but at least he, you know, had the guts to say that out loud. And I think that that was attractive to a lot of people and has just translated into this groundswell. So I get that he's tapped into that, and I get that people like that it's not the same old, same old. And yeah. And that's why I'm not keen on insulting Trump fans. I'm not a Trump fan, and I'm really on the fence about whether or not I will vote for him. But I do know why people are choosing him.
Yeah, and again, I want to bring it back to, we're tired of these politicians telling you, think about it. You and I have been involved in this for a while now. Think about all the races we've watched and these guys that we fall in love with that, you know, they're going to make a change. Look, even our buddy, Rubio, right? I mean, the Tea Party sweethearts down in Florida were totally floored by him shortly after he got in office. He totally changed. He did a 180 on them. And so you start to feel, people start to feel, even our own are going to say whatever they need to say just to get in office,
yeah.
Right? So,
yes.
I don't know. I look at that stuff and say, I think this is going to be an upheaval in the party, and not because people want to ruin the party, but I think they're trying to send a message to our leaders is, we'll flush it before we let you dictate
yeah.
to us. Don't you think?
I agree, and I think that that's exactly what is happening. And I don't know. I think the party may be split for good. And it'll be interesting to see what happens after November, after the elections, and how people
yeah.
come together or don't. But I agree. People are angry, and they just want to watch it burn at this point. They're
yeah.
just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I think, you know, in listening to Paul Ryan, let me ask you what your take is on this. I think he's the first step towards a new or a progressive Republican Party. What do you think?
Paul Ryan?
Yeah. I think in hearing him talk and seeing what he's done, you know, he's saying he's trying to be, you know, he's just trying to get stuff done. I'm not so sure I totally believe that. I think he's pulling us in, or he's trying to pull the party into a new progressive way of working.
I think I could agree with that. I do also think he is trying to get things done. And I think that people unfairly judged Rubio in that way as well. That we discussed it at the top of this show, Joe, that people don't understand how politics works.
That's right.
And as idealistic as we might want to be, that, you know, Mr. Smith can go to Washington and change everything. It doesn't work like that.
No.
There's a system you have to work within.
Let's talk about that on the other side. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Kerry Davis joins me. Don't miss it. We've got one more segment with her. You don't want to miss it, I'm telling you. We'll be right back.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back for some of these stories. The proper intro would have been Frankenstein by Edgar Winter. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Now, you can watch live, listen live. Just head up to the website, therealside.com, or check out stations so you can find out stations, times, areas where you can catch the show. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And look, I've got pretty thick skin, people. So if you send me an email and you're worried about insulting me, or I'm going to read your name on the air, I will not read your name on the air unless you insult my mother, in which case it's over for you, if you know what I'm saying. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend with me. I want to bring Kara Davis on with me. Love when I have her on, and she is a writer, a blogger, a mother, professional wrestler, and amateur cat herder. Again, Kara, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
So, we were talking about people being tired of politics, tired of the same old, same old. They want to change Washington. I said they're tired of the religious speak or what have you, and that Ryan, to me, is the first pass or the first wave at a new type of progressive Republican Party. And you know, you're talking about things changing and what we have to do to can we bring the youth in? Can we bring young people in? Can we make a change in the party?
I don't know because hasn't this always been the age-old problem? I mean, the idea that freedom and a constitutional republic is a very mature way of thinking.
Right.
And just being young, period, you're, you know, automatically immature and you don't have experience. And so there's something to be said for getting a little older and then kind of letting life, you know, give you a few lumps and realizing that things aren't as idealistic as you wanted them to be or hoped them to be as a young person. I think the best we can do, which is still really good, is to present the message in a way that can be heard. People still will have to decide for themselves, but at least we need to be on a platform where we can be heard. We haven't been there yet. You know, not really.
Yep.
There's not been a popular, like a guy like Obama who could go on the shows and the comedy shows and, you know, relate to those people. So we're getting there. I think Ryan's on the right track. And as I was saying before, it's not, you know, politics is not easy. You do have to do a lot of compromising, make deals, shake hands. Got to make people mad, including your voters sometimes. I think people need to understand that.
Well, somebody sent me, you know, we had said before that that it was a good, you know, Obama was going on YouTube and he was doing this and he was doing that. And I am on the same page with, you know that, with you. I don't have a problem with these presidents going where they're going to reach the masses, reach a lot of people. But what was that woman that was in a bathtub full of Cheerios or
Super Glow?
Super Glow. I mean, is that a little too far?
No.
Really?
Not okay. Because millions of people. So she's got one of the most popular YouTube channels.
Are you serious? Yeah. What does that say for society? Are we screwed or what?
Don't think about it. It just is what it is.
Oh my
God! It is what it is. I don't want to be the person complaining about it. It is what it is. So let's get in on it. Let's be a part of it. You know, let's be a part of the shift. Let's shift the culture back. We can do it, but we can't sit around judging. The way millennials take in information these days just is what it is.
But every time I hear, that's what I hear every time, you know, I see stuff like that. I'm going, oh my God, is that what society has come to? We're in so much trouble. Anyway, let's go on to the ever loving, the all spoken about bathroom bill as we lovingly refer to. Yeah, you have children, I have children. And the funny thing about it is, you know, in my, where I'm at, I'm on a school board and I don't use names because I don't want anybody getting upset with me, but I've had a lot of Dems call me about this. To talk about the bathroom bill and how it might affect their kids. And you might be able to share your story. You actually had somebody, a Dem friend of yours, call and say, I need help here.
Yeah, a friend of mine, when California passed our bathroom bill, and people need to be clear that this bill isn't necessarily aimed at people who are already living as the opposite sex. You can just kind of say, like a man can just say, oh, I feel like a woman today and walk into a woman's bathroom. That is the way the law here in California is crafted.
Oh, yeah.
So the school sent out memos to all the parents, and my friend, who is an automatic Democrat voter, raised, you know, in South Central L.A., just checked Z every time she goes to the ballot box without thinking. She got her memo and called me and said, I know you're really into politics. I got this memo. I'm not cool with this at all. What can I do? Tell me what I can do. And I told her, I hate to tell you this, but it's too late. You already did it. You voted. And that's why it's important to know what you're voting for, because you voted for the representatives that brought you this. And you didn't ask them what their platform was. And you didn't ask them what their intentions were. You saw the D by their name and checked it off.
That's right. Now,
they're passing me, so it's too late. So, yeah, you do need to be informed before you go to the ballot box. You can't just vote because you're a Republican or because you're a Democrat. Your votes have consequences, and you're living the consequences now.
She wasn't
happy to hear that, but I think I gave her some food for thought.
Yeah, and a lot of them have said to me, you know, I didn't realize this is what it was. But, and, you know, I want to be a smart butt about it, and I know I can't, because at the point I'm acting as an official for the school district, and I go, really? So how long have you had your head stuck in a very dark place? I mean, this is not new. This is not something. This has been going on for years, and it gets tweaked, and it gets pushed. You know, we've got unemployment rates out of control. You know, we've got a lot of things wrong in the state. It seems like the only thing we can chase are bathroom bills. Makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. I'm dumbfounded by it, and this is why I get mad. You know, we're both conservative types, and I say to people, I don't vote party line. I don't believe that every Democrat is bad. I have friends that are Democrats that I think are really Republicans. They just don't know it. You know, they grew up. Grandma was a Democrat. Right. Mommy was a Democrat, so therefore I'm a Democrat. They don't even know what the party stands for. So I don't like painting with that.
Yeah.
I don't like painting with that broad brush for that reason. But, people have got to start paying attention to what their politics mean.
It's an attack on the culture, Joe. That's what it is. It's an attack on normalcy. Yes, in California, we need to deal with unemployment and high taxes and government waste and this dumb train to nowhere. Of course we do. We have all this stuff to deal with. But we're dealing with stupid bathroom bills that affect 0.00004% of the population. The reason is it's an attack on culture and normalcy, because culture and normalcy have been what has established us as one of the superpowers in the world. And so that's how you get to a nation's heart, is attacking the family. It's breaking down the family. And that's what's happening. And that's why I say, I've said it before in our conversations, we need to normalize American values again. And we do that by injecting them into the mainstream of culture, choosing shows that reflect that, writing shows that reflect that, getting into the entertainment industry and going mainstream. You know, those are the ways that we can affect people. It's the long game, and that's what people don't like, and I understand that. But it is a long game, and conservatives and libertarians need to get back in that long game.
Well,
be in it for the long haul.
And I agree. I think the Dems are in it for the long game. The Dems have a lot of patience. The Dems can wait us out. We want the change next Tuesday at 5. You know, I mean, that's kind of where we're at with things. But I want to go back to millennials for a second. You're a lot younger than I am, and I look at these people, and I am detached from them. I understand that. And it's not a matter that I just think they're stupid. But when I hear them talk about, you know, we don't need boundaries. We don't need the government doing A, B, and C. You know, we don't need organized religion. You know, God is out there, and that's all. I mean, all these things, I guess if you really wanted to paint me as the old white guy, all these traditional foundational beliefs that I think made this country great, they don't subscribe to, nor do they give any real credit to.
You know what I think it is, Joe, and this is how you can turn it around, is I think what it is they don't like to be told what to do. And so they look at God and religion or the traditional values that we have as people telling them what to do, which I think is a great way to get your foot in the door, to talk about how, this regulation that you think the government should enact, that's the government telling you what to do. Obamacare, that's the government telling you what to do, telling you that you are not allowed to decide how you want your health care to be delivered to you. You know, so they're all, you want bigger government in your life? That's you allowing the government to tell you what to do. So it's disheartening in the one respect that it's a departure from traditional values, but it's a doorway for us to stick our foot in and to say, hey, you know what? I get that. I get that you don't like being tied down and roped in and judged and told what to do. So let's vote for officials and for government that stays out of our daggone business, so we can live the lives that we want to live.
Well, I get it. I hear what you're saying. Just kind of confusing at times. That's all. For me, I look at that.
Well, you're just an old white guy. So what can I say?
Oh, listen, I'll own that. You know what? I don't have a walker yet, but I'll own that. Anyhow, listen, Kara, always a ball to have you on. We're coming up on time. Tell people where they can find your writings and that kind of stuff. They need to see what you're posting and what you're putting up there.
Thanks, Joe. Well, I'm a freelancer at thefederalist.com, samepagenation.com. You can find me on there every week. And you can look me up on Twitter, Real Kira Davis. That's Kira. And you can keep up with my tweets and everything that's going on. And thanks for having me on. I always enjoy our conversations, and I hope you'll have me back.
I do, too, and I will. Listen, don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side in the next hour. I told you the military will eventually turn on Obama. There's no way they can keep allowing him to pound on him. So pilots say that they refuse to give them clearance. He refused to give them clearance on 75% of their attacks. 75% of their attacks. A lot of them now are speaking out. People, got to pay attention. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Don't go far.